So I interviewed Doug Emhoff like 3 weeks ago. Fascinating conversation. We were at the DNC. And one of the things I took from it, which I think comes into play, is, and I asked him this directly, I was like, what is it like to be a very successful man, but have an icon as a spouse? And that is a different thing that I think American men are comprehending. Yeah. We're in a space now where it's like, you can be Travis Kelce, a top three tight end of all time, Super Bowl winner, but you're still with Taylor Swift, right?
Right.
You can be Jay-Z. You're one of the greatest rappers of all time, but you're not Beyonce, who is a global icon, right?
Right.
And we're getting to this place where men are more comfortable with this idea of like, not because I'm weak, not because I'm a simp, not because I can't believe she gave me the chance, but men are like, my wife is freaking awesome. And I'm proud of that. And well, I stand by her.
It's and a generational shift. I mean,
yeah.
But I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm not going to say it's generational. I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you why. Because you got Josh Hawley out there that would have a different take on. Right. On this exact conversation, he would look at Jay-Z and Kelce and Emhoff as weak men,
right?
Because they let their women run them, and as opposed to them running their women. That's his whole thing about, you know, masculinity. I mean, what's your definition of masculinity? It's not your compassion. It's not your willingness to die to self, to promote someone else over you, particularly your spouse or your girlfriend or the woman in your life. That's not what that masculinity is about. They're pissed that men like Jay-Z, like Emhoff, are saying it's okay to have a woman head of household. It's okay. Well, my mama was the head of my household.
Yeah.
My dad didn't tell you in a heartbeat who ran the house.
Right? Yeah, Michael, here's what I was saying. Generationally, when I wrote my first book, Black Woman Redefined, we did a lot of research and we had a lot of focus groups with black men. Ironically, the pollster in that book was a woman named Kellyanne Conway. And she had the polling company. She hired all black women and men to do this. The book, as you know, did very well, won awards. But one of the things we heard from black men was it was a generational where they felt that they had to be that breadwinner. They weren't comfortable with the black female lawyer or doctor, particularly in our community. And what I think I see shifting, because as you know, 47% of professional black women in my generation, Gen X, are unmarried and never married. I'm one of them with no children. It is a phenomenon that never happened before, and it has increased since that time. Jason, you teach at an HBCU, and 70 to 80% of that campus is female, right?
I don't think it's that high. It's probably closer to 60-40, but okay.
Depending on which HBCU you go to, I've been to Southern and I spoke at, it was about 70%. My point is, Michael, she's going to present this image now that I think is very important. She got married at 50 for the first time. No children of her own, but a stepmom marries a successful man who's willing to step aside and let her shine, as you said. But I think you're going to see that open up a lot for, like you said, how men look at who they date the second time around, the first time around, how they engage with powerful women. I think it's a big shift that we're seeing. Josh Hawley is just a jackass. I'll just say it. So.
But I think to your point, we were talking and my producer, we had a question about, we were going to ask him about that time during the primary in 2020, when the guy ran up on stage on then, you know, Senator Harris and how Emhoff responded. And the interesting thing about it is this was the day after Trump had attacked Vice President Harris at NABJ. So he's probably coming in hot, right? And I asked him, I said, you know, how do you feel when you see, you know, she's a public figure, but how do you feel when you see your wife attacked like that? And the first thing out of his mouth, he said, look, he's like, I'm Papa Bear. He's like, you remember when that guy came on stage? That's really how I am. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, okay. And it showed we are now in this world where it's like, oh, I know who I am. My wife is the baddest thing since sliced bread, but I also know who I am.
Right.
And I think we across, it's a cross-section, Mike. I agree with you as well. Yes, you have the Josh Hollies of the world who want to go on YouTube and Instagram and follow trad wives because they feel threatened all the time.
Right.
But you have another group of men across race, gender, class, or whatever, who are like, look, as long as I feel respected, my respect doesn't have to come from my ability to dominate this person who has chosen partnership with me. And that is, and people didn't feel that way about Hillary Clinton.
Right.
They thought Hillary Clinton was terrible and emasculating, right? That's not the energy that people seem to get from Harris. And
that's that generational shift that Sophia was talking about. That clearly is generational.
And Hillary Clinton, still, because
I would say that feeling is still there. I would say that feeling is still there about Kamala at a certain generational age, right? Yeah. But for men, particularly who are 40 and younger, they don't. That vibe doesn't exist for them.
You're right. Yeah. I was going to say about Hillary, Jason. She actually, ironically, is so traditional. She stayed with her husband through adultery and all kinds of stuff. She's still with her husband.
Yeah.
So this feminist that everybody says she is, she actually broke those rules. Because a younger woman ideally would look at a man who cheated like that and be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm out.
It would be Elizabeth Warren, who was like, I can leave it for, you know, I remember talking to white friends of mine and some, not all, but some white women saying as Gen Xers that part of why they didn't like Hillary Clinton was because they were like, you sound like the feminist from my generation who kept telling me this, but you stayed with this philandering husband that disrespected you, and now I don't believe you. Like, there was an element to that, and I was like, oh, what? I mean, again, I'm not a 38-year-old white woman, but I understood that frustration with her. And what you have with Harris is this person who, again, the story that we want to tell about ourselves, right? Like, happily co-parenting. The fact that Doug Emhoff's first wife came out and tweeted like, no, Kamala Harris, we cool. She is an excellent stepmother to my children. Right. You're not going to come for us. Like, oh, wow. Okay. We're at the modern family territory here.
Yeah.
Right? Like everybody, people are blended. People are happy. People feel respected. And again, when I was talking to the second gentleman, you know, their 10-year wedding anniversary is this year. And we kind of chuckled about the fact that he's like, you know,
this week.
Yeah, this week. And he was like, I didn't think it was going to go here.
right.
But I'm ready for the ride. And I was like, there are a lot more men in this country who see that and are like, that could be my boss. That could be my sister-in-law. That's my coworker. That's my this, that, the other. I'm fine with this because, again, the alternative is something gross and terrible that I cannot justify to my wife, my daughter, my sister, or my best friend, who's a woman from college. So that's going to be an interesting story again if she ends up being president.
And the cynic in me would say, men get to the point where they go, you know what, I'm done. Y'all go ahead and do it. I'm tired. I'm gonna stay home with the kids. Walk in the park. I'm good. That's fine. Lady, go ahead and do your thing.
You pick the Christmas cards. You know what, baby? You pick the Christmas cards. That's right.
I'll pick the Christmas cards.
I'm good.
Tell me what dinner. I'll be home.
But Jason, you said something key. You said Doug said he was still Papa Bear, and he did run up on that stage. So, again, we want a strong, smart career girls. You still want your man to be a man. You still want him to have your back.
Hey, sometimes you got to pop out.
That's it. And I've seen Doug, he knows how to stand back, but he knows how to stand right next to her, too. And I think that that's really the key. And she seems to adore him, which I think is great.